You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. It could be California's biggest water infrastructure project in two generations, a plan to build two massive tunnels deep beneath the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta. After years of study and fierce debate, the plan, which is backed by Governor Jerry Brown, could be headed for a major turning point in the coming months. Water users in the South who could benefit from the deliveries could decide in the next 90 days whether they want to pay for the so-called California water fix. Here to tell us more is one of the state's top reporters on water issues, Alex Breitler of the Stockton Record. Alex, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So before we get to the latest developments on this project, how about a little refresher course for some of our listeners out there on what we're talking about with this project? The backers are calling it the water fix. What exactly would this be fixing? I mean, don't we already have infrastructure that takes water from north to south in the state?
Sure, we do. Well, you know, obviously, as everyone knows, the fundamental problem is that most of the people are in the south, and most of the water is in the north. So we go back 40, 50 years to the point where they built the state and federal water projects to ship some of that water from Northern California down to Southern California. But the problem has been the Delta. And part of the projects were these giant pumps that they built down near Tracy. And those are the pumps that feed the California Aqueduct and the Delta Mendota Canal that folks see when they're driving south on I-5. But those pumps have greatly changed the flow patterns in the Delta so that at certain times of year when the pumps are cranking away, you have some Delta streams that are literally running backward into the pumps. And they carry some very sensitive, threatened and endangered fish into that area where many of them have been killed. So the pumps, the existing pumps, are just in a really bad place. And the basic fundamental idea behind the tunnels is to take the water directly from the Sacramento River instead, about 30 miles north of the existing pumps, to take it below the Delta instead of through the existing channels in the Delta, and then feed it into the existing pumps, and then it would head south from there. So it's just a way of isolating the water that's going to go south, which should theoretically, at least to some extent, reduce the carnage of the endangered fish down in the area of the pumps. So that is basically the very basic idea, is that the Delta is kind of the weak link in the state's water delivery infrastructure system, and the tunnels are supposed to be a way of correcting that weak link.
Now, like many things in California politics, this is not a new idea. In fact, it's about as new as our governor. He had a similar plan decades ago. How is this different than the peripheral canal?
Well, the canal was obviously that was a surface canal, and it would have taken water from about the same place on the Sacramento River, but it would have run it around the eastern side of the Delta instead, on the surface, which would have had larger land impacts. The Delta, of course, is agricultural, a lot of farmland out there, and the canal would have paved right through some of that farmland. The canal also would have been much larger, I believe 22,000 cubic feet per second or somewhere in that ballpark, whereas the tunnels are about 9,000 cubic feet per second. So basically, they've taken the project and they put it below ground in the form of tunnels, and it's also substantially smaller than it used to be. However, it's worth noting that 9,000 CFS is still a very large amount of water. That's at certain times of year that could be equivalent to the entire flow of the Sacramento River. Although project proponents will assure you that they're not going to ever take the full flow of the Sacramento, a 9,000 CFS diversion is still very, very large.
So the backers of the project say this is going to be one way to increase the reliability of water deliveries to the south while reducing some of the negative environmental problems that we have right now. The opponents of this would say something very different. They, again, in a nutshell, boiling down some really complex stuff here, as I understand it, they say this would increase the ability to allow that water to go south, and that means there's less water, fresh water in the Delta, and in an already challenged ecosystem, they don't think that's a good thing. Is that a fair characterization of one of the negative arguments against it?
Right. Well, I mean, basically what you're doing is instead of allowing the water to flow through the Delta first before it's diverted down south, you are taking the water right off the Sacramento River before it even gets into the heart of the delta. So you are reducing the amount of water that is flowing into the delta, and there is certainly science out there substantiating the claim you often hear from opponents that, that the delta is starved of fresh water. So, you know, the key is how the tunnels, of course, would be operated. You can put these pipes in the ground, and if you don't use them, they're not going to have an impact on flows. The question is how much water they would allow to flow into the tunnels, how much they would actually divert, and what impact that would have on the ecosystem, because there's no doubt it's a big change taking water out before it even gets into the delta, as opposed to allowing it to flow through the delta first. It's a huge change.
So back in 2014, this plan was out there, and it was sort of squashed by the federal government when it came to getting the permits to do this. Now, just a few weeks ago, there was a biological opinion issued by the feds saying that this would be able to go forward. What does that mean in a nutshell?
Well, a few years ago, this plan was a little bit more ambitious, and it was what's known as a habitat conservation plan under the Endangered Species Act. And under a habitat conservation plan, you are actually required to build a project that will lead to the recovery of endangered and threatened fish. And that's a very high bar to meet, actual recovery of these imperiled fish. When it became apparent that that particular ambitious plan was not going to get the green light from the federal agencies, they lowered the bar a bit. And now all they have to do is demonstrate that the project will not cause these species to actually go extinct. So that is the difference now, and that is largely why they were able to go ahead and issue the permits now, is because they're just not, the bar isn't quite as high as it was a few years ago. The significance of this is that you basically have the two major wildlife agencies, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the National Marine Fisheries Service, coming out and saying that the project will not cause these species to go extinct. And that is a finding that is absolutely crucial to the state's ability to go ahead and build this project. They had to have that assurance from the federal agencies before they could move forward. There are lots of other obstacles and lots of other hurdles that are still kind of awaiting them down the road, but this was a big one for sure.
So this would benefit urban users in Southern California, also agriculture users in the Southern San Joaquin Valley, including the Westlands Water District. Westlands Metropolitan Water District of Southern California have a big decision coming up soon, whether they want to help pay for this. I understand it, that they would not only be deciding whether they want to pay for it, but they might actually be in charge of building it as well. What is that all about?
Yeah, that's right. Well, it is a big decision for them. It's a $17 billion project, and only those who benefit from the project are supposed to pay for it. So, yeah, we're talking about L.A. We're talking about San Joaquin Valley agriculture. It's worth noting we're also talking about portions of the Bay Area as well as Silicon Valley. It's not entirely a Northern California versus Southern California kind of deal, but it's a big decision. They're going to have to pass those costs onto their customers. And $17 billion is a lot of money. One of the things that they're looking at is how to actually get the job done. The state is very busy at the moment with the reconstruction of the spillway at Oroville. And the water districts are concerned about the state's ability to design and fully construct such a huge project. It would take 13 years to build it. So it is a mega project. The potential solution to that is to form what's known as a joint powers authority, which is a public authority comprised of some of the water district folks, some government folks as well. We don't know exactly who would be on the board of directors, but this would be a way of taking some of the responsibility off the shoulders of the state and putting more of the responsibility onto the shoulders of the water districts that would benefit from the tunnels. Now, of course, that's controversial because you're taking away some of the state's authority over the project and giving it to the water contractors who stand to benefit from the project. So the whole concept of forming a joint powers authority is controversial, but that is what they're looking at right now.
So one of the other things I remember a while ago, there was talk about, and there have been a number of analyses of this proposal, idea of maybe not building two tunnels, but only building one. Is that still a possibility, or what's happening there?
As far as I know, they're not looking at that seriously at this point. That was one of the alternatives they looked at. It was on the table for a period of time. It was actually endorsed by some of the environmental groups who oppose the current plan. It would have been a much smaller tunnel. It would have only been about 3,000 CFS, so that's one-third the size of what's been proposed right now. But as far as I know, that's not being looked at very seriously at this point. The government is apparently on the verge of issuing its final determination to move forward with the tunnels as already proposed, the twin tunnels. That could happen very, very soon. So, the opponents will certainly say, we wish you guys would look at some more alternatives, but at this point, they've really kind of zeroed in on this two-tunnel approach.
And this is this a shovel-ready project at this point, or is there a lot more work to be done behind the scenes? Certainly there's going to be legal challenges. That's almost a certainty, regardless of what happens here. But how close would they be if they make this decision in the next few months that they want to move forward and pay for this and pass those rates on to their consumers? How soon could we see construction?
Well, the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California, which is the very large water district that provides L.A. with its water and is a big supporter of the project, they put out a paper summarizing some of these issues last week. And they note that not only will it take 13 years to build the project, but it's going to take another 2 or 3 years to finish designing it. The design is only about 5% to 10% completed, according to that paper. So there's quite a bit of design work left to be done once they make the final decision to go ahead and do this. On top of that, they still have some surveying they need to do in the delta of what the soil conditions are. I mean, these tunnels are going to be something like 150 feet down below ground. So they got to know what's down there before they start drilling. And the paper that came out last week suggests that Metropolitan still has probably another 2,000 or so drill tests that they need to do. And this has been kind of controversial because, you know, the delta farmers oppose the tunnels. They don't want anyone drilling on their property to pave the way for construction, so to speak. So they're going to have to find a way to get those additional tests done. And then, of course, you mentioned the litigation, and there will be a ton of it. Some of the environmentalists have already filed suit over the biological opinions that were issued a couple of weeks ago. There will be lawsuits over the state's final decision that I mentioned a moment ago to move forward with the project when it comes. There will be lawsuits over some water rights issues that are still pending before a different state agency. And there are a couple other venues as well. So this is going to be this fight is going to be fought in several different arenas. And I'm sure it will take a long time before the litigation is resolved.
How critical is this project to Governor Brown personally and to his legacy? After all, his father was the one who helped build so much of this water infrastructure we have today and some of that infrastructure that's led to some of the environmental decline that we've seen. How personally does he view this?
Well, I don't have his ear really, but I can tell you that the State Water Project was conceived and built by his father. And the Delta conveyance, i.e. the peripheral canal or the tunnels, has always been viewed as kind of the missing link of the State Water Project. So if Jerry Brown can get the job done, then he will be effectively finishing the project that his father started, not quite finishing it because there are some other elements of the project that were never built. But it would be a way of kind of putting in that missing link. So one can only assume that would be a critical part of his legacy. But he has said publicly that he just wants to get stuff done, and I think he's distanced himself somewhat from the whole legacy argument. But it's pretty hard to ignore the facts.
And even if those water agencies do give it the go-ahead and the state gives it the go-ahead, it'll be a long time before we get to the point of knowing what the future of this project really is. And Governor Brown will be far out of office at that point. So
that's true. That's
The irony there. Again, Alex Breitler joining us today on Valley Edition. He's with the Stockton Record, one of the state's preeminent reporters on water issues, talking about the ambitious plan to build a 35-mile-long, 40-foot diameter tunnels, two of them underneath the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta, to convey water from the north to the south, bypassing that environmentally sensitive region. It's very controversial, and there'll be a lot more of it to come in the next few months. We'll be following Alex's reporting in the Record. Alex, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.